This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett says he's fighting tooth and nail to pass an expansion of the child tax credit in spite of President Biden signaling that the idea may be DOA. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Biden told reporters he's not sure he can get to 51 votes on his Build Back Better agenda if the expanded child tax credit stays in. That's because West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin opposes the credit in its current form. He wants to limit it to lower-income families and require them to show proof of employment. Bennett, who's been leading the Senate charge on the tax credit, said he'd be open to lowering the eligibility cap, but warns a work requirement could exclude families who most need the aid. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Denver Mayor Michael Hancock says he's open to hearing ideas from the new owner of the Broncos, whoever it ends up being. That includes the possibility of a new stadium with a retractable roof.
I would like to see it happen. I think the new owner would have to bring a pretty good proposal. It's a very expensive prospect at this point in time. So we'd have to take a look at it and see what the ask is from the public standpoint.
The Denver team is currently up for sale. The estimated asking price is around $4 billion. President Biden has nominated Magistrate Judge Nina Ninyuan Wong to serve a lifetime appointment as a district judge in Colorado's federal court. If confirmed, Wong will fill the seat being vacated by Judge Christine Arguello, who is stepping down later this year. Wong is a Taiwanese immigrant who has served as a magistrate judge since 2015. She is the former president of the Asian Pacific American Bar Association of Colorado. Her nomination now goes to the Senate Judiciary Committee. You are listening to CPR News and KRCC. Here and Now is starting this hour.